I want to get married.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I want to get married. I have this request from so many students of the University of Healing. Not necessarily all students. Many are guests, visitors. Many are people who call in the healing ministry. And they all want to get married. They all want the ideal spouse, the ideal wife, the ideal husband. And they say, how can I ever get the ideal spouse, the ideal wife, the ideal husband for me? How can I ever have that ideal person in my life? And I say, easy as pie. Easy as pie. For who you are is who you create, who you bring forth out of reality into your life. Now, some people complain that the women that they are interested in, they're butterflies. They're just flying from here to there, just looking beautiful, just looking charming. And every time you want to get close to them, they elude you. They fly away. And you say, what do I do? What do I do? They fly away on me. I cannot get them to light and let us get to know each other. Well, you be a butterfly. You fly around like the lovely lady that you're interested in, or the fine man that you're interested in. Do just like they do. Flutter around. Go visiting all the different beautiful flowers. Look attractive to the world. The world looks up to you and says, what a glorious butterfly. Look at it shining in the sun. Look at all the radiant colors it has. Oh my goodness, how beautiful it is. And you fly up there with that beautiful butterfly. And when that butterfly goes from branch to branch, from flower to flower, from beautiful experience to beautiful experience, you fly with her. Fly right with her. Now, you're not flying with a particular butterfly. You're flying with the butterfly, with the concept, the ideal of butterfly. Now, the ideal butterfly is a free spirit, a beautiful being, a being that's happy with himself, content with himself, fulfilled with himself, just feeling the world is wonderful, and they're out experiencing all of it. All of the joys, all of the goodness, all of the bounty that the world has to offer to them. Join them. If this is the butterfly that appeals to you, if this is the charming being that appeals to you, if this is the magic ideal being to you, be ideal in that same way yourself. Because if you and that butterfly ever get together, and you get married, and you're going to be a family, and you're going to be together, if you are not that same type of person that the butterfly is, you will have an unhappy, unfulfilled, incomplete, and a very uncharming uncharming marriage. Terrible thing, isn't it? And that's exactly what you'll have, because you are trying to associate with someone who is not like yourself. Are you a free spirit? Are you a butterfly that flies from flower to flower? Are you a beautiful, glorious being that shines radiantly in the sunlight, that everyone looks up and says, wow, what a beautiful butterfly, what a beautiful being, what a beautiful life, oh my. Because the butterfly is not going to stop being beautiful when it gets married. It's not going to stay at home when it gets married. It's not going to find sufficiency in just one area. It'll find joy. It'll belong, but it will not be owned or possessed by anything, because the ideal butterfly is a free spirit. And if you are also a free spirit and you want to be free with that butterfly and fly around, each of you going your way and each of you flying together and each of you flying apart and always being a free spirit, if you can do that, if you can do that, if that appeals to you, then quite likely that's you. If that appeals to you, then quite likely that's who you are. Male, female, that's who you are. The free spirit, the butterfly that flies high. The butterfly that does not know its routine of life, does not know its limitation, its days are numbered. It does not know that. It lives in the now. It lives in the present tense. It lives in the joy of being itself. It lives in the joy of living now. I tell my friends who ask about marriage and counseling in that light, I say, you say you want the ideal wife. Are you the ideal husband? You say you want the ideal husband. Are you the ideal wife? Are you the person who is who you are? And when you marry, are you going to change or change them into the way you are? Huh. Is that what you want? Do you want, when you capture a husband, when you capture a wife, when you get that person in your life and bound to you by marriage, do you want them to be tied in a cage? Do you want to take away their wings? You want to take away their free spirit? I assure you, their free spirit is what caused them to be so attractive to you in the first place. And your free spirit, the free spirit that you are in you, perhaps not letting it out yet, but the free spirit that you are in you is what is attracted to them. You created them a free spirit. You created a free spirit in your life. Now, let that free spirit be yourself. And with that free spirit, let there be understanding that as you are a free spirit and as they are a free spirit, you will be two free spirits together. And that works. Yes, it does. The ideal wife, the ideal husband is the ideal husband and wife who is being themselves at all times, enjoying life, sparkling to life, delighting in life, going everywhere in life, and just having the time of their life. Are you ready for such an experience? Are you ready for such a life? Are you ready for such a dramatic, beautiful exposition of who you are? Well, if you are, then perhaps you're ready for marriage. But if in marriage you want to capture that butterfly and put it in your house, in your cage, in your possession, whether that butterfly be a beautiful male or a female, it makes no difference. If either you try to capture that, if you try to restrain it, contain it, in any way own it, possess it, it will languish and it will die. It may live a long life with you in bondage and not knowing it's in bondage and not knowing it's no longer a free spirit. But something in it will be broken. Something in it will be drained. Something in it will be empty. And something in you will be empty. For when you capture a beautiful butterfly and put him in a jar and take him home, and then he dies, and he's just something you have on a pinboard, it's not very much fun, really. It's not any fun at all. For if the butterfly can fly, if the butterfly can go its way, if the butterfly can do its thing, then that's what it's all about. True marriage is where two people are equal. Two people are both free spirits. Two people are both individuals who have absolute control over their life, who can go and come and be and do whatever they wish. And when anyone needs another person, they need them to fulfill their life. They need them to feel complete. They need them to take care of them. Then that's a mother-child relationship. And even in that relationship, the mother-child soon has to release them. The years go by quickly, and the mother says, oh, I would like you to stay young forever. I would like you to be needing me forever. I'd like you to be wanting me forever. But, Mom, I do want you and need you forever. But now I'm going off and I'm going to find some new adventures, some new experiences, some new life. I'm a free spirit, Mom, because you let me be. Yes. A husband and wife are each a free spirit. Do they recognize that they want to be that? If they do, and if they recognize they are that, then they can be married. But they cannot be married if they need each other, want each other, possess each other, if they cannot live without the other, then the other had better run like crazy and say, no way, no way, not today. Perhaps not ever. Because I'm a free spirit. I'm flying on the clouds. I'm flying on the winds. I am not controlled by anybody, anything, not even me. Because I let the breeze carry me where it will. And I fly where it will. And it doesn't bother me that I never come back to where I was, that I never return to my family or home or people that I knew. I am off on the adventure of being myself and having fun. The adventure of living in now. And it's the greatest adventure in the world. But it means I'm a free spirit. I am not possessed by the present or the past. I live each moment in the now. And if I'm ready to go, I go. If I'm ready to sit and stay for a while, I sit and stay for a while. But when the slightest breeze comes along and touches my wings and says, come fly with me, I've got to go because that's my nature. As a butterfly, that's my nature. As a human being, that's my nature. When the excitement of life, the delight of life, the thrill of life, the colorfulness and the magic of life, when it titillates my wings, I must fly. Some call the flight death. Some call the flight life. Some call the flight independence, some call it freedom, some call it bondage. I call it being myself and having fun, living eternally in the now. And I'm the happiest guy in the world because that's true. And I tell this to all those who come and want to talk about finding the ideal wife and finding the ideal partner, finding the ideal husband. And I say, you already have him. You already have her right within you. Now, you want to share that a little bit? Then share it. But share it with a free spirit like yourself, not a possession, but a free spirit. And that free spirit may sound like a telephone bell ringing. It may sound like clanging cymbals and thing saying, wake up, come on out. And if you are free to do it, then you are a free spirit. But if you say, no, I must do these other things first, you're not a free spirit. A free spirit drops everything and flies with the whim of joy and peace and harmony of the moment. And this is where you stand. If you would live forever, and if you live in the joy of fulfillment of who and what you are now. Ah, yes, be a free spirit. Be a butterfly. Let the wind of excitement carry you to the magic of realms yet unknown. For you do live forever, being yourself and having fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.